الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دور الشيخ الله تسليما. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, from the many miracles, mu'ajizat that were given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one great miracle was Mi'raj, the ascension. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was personally invited to see things for himself physically, not in his dreams or vision. And he saw many extraordinary things in this dunya and also up in the heavens. What I want to mention is the mark of honor that was given to him during the performance of his Mi'raj. 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam were made present and stood in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had the pleasure to meet each other. 124,000. Anyone great in status, anyone honorable, when he is invited, you expect many people to come. All the dignitaries are there. We are talking about Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. When Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was shown the area of Baytul Maqdis in honor for the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam were also there. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, in his character, he was very humble. He did not stand in front of the Prophet's Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. He stood close to them on the side of the Prophets until Jibreel Amin came and got hold of the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pushed Huzur alayhi salatu was salam forward where the mihrab was. And this was a hukam of Allah, that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam is to lead the prayers. He is the imam and the rest of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam are his muqtadis. Imam is Rasulullah, muqtadi is Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. The ulama have said that this event that took place in the area of Baytul Maqdis, the only reason that the muhaddiseen have given is so that mankind, everyone, can understand the honor and status that Allah has given to Rasulullah. He is not just an ordinary Nabi, but he is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. Nobody can be compared in status, in ranking, with Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, which is clearly mentioned in the Quran. Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Humne ek nabi ko dusre nabi ke upar fazilat di. We have given honor upon honor and different status and rankings to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that have come to this dunya. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. And I want to make a comparison here. Is that here the one who pushed Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. I use the word pushed, and that is respect. Not as in when you are pushing someone. As in he just guided Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forward. That was Hazrat Jibreel Amin. And he became the Imam, Rasulullah, and the rest became Muqtadi. Because of this action, there is no ikhtilaf in the Ummah that Huzur alayhi salam is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. There is ikhtilaf amongst the Muhaddiseen that who is second after Rasulullah. Is it Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam or is it Musa alayhi salatu was salam? There is ikhtilaf after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ranking. But in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is unanimously agreed, bila shakk wa shubha, there is no khilaf, there is no discrepancy, nothing at all. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. Hazrat Jibreel Amin commanded and he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there's no khilaf in Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam's being a great Nabi, then think for 1 minute, someone who is greater than Jibreel Amin, someone who is greater in honor than Jibreel Amin, he is Rasulullah. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets hold of Abu Bakr Siddiq's hands and in his lifetime pushes Abu Bakr Siddiq on his musalla, kaunsa shia hoga jo ikhtilaf karega sunniyon ke upar? Baat samme aayi? How can anyone do ikhtilaf when Jibreel Amin takes hold of the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and puts him forward? Then someone who is better and greater in status and in ranking than Jibreel Amin, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, Abu Bakr Siddiq, you must be the Imam in the lifetime of Rasulullah. How can anyone who has said La ilaha illallah, surrendered to the kalima La ilaha illallah, make ikhtilaf on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's ikhtilaf, khilafat? And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, salah was nafal. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was told to lead the fara'iz, first salah, and not one salah, 17 salat. Kitni namaz? 17 salat. I say that hoping that the right person must be listening to me at the house. For how much more proof can we give to prove the point that there is no ikhtilaf between, alhamdulillah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't have any doubt. We have great love for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. We have great love for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. We have love for Hazrat Hassan. We have love for Hazrat Fatima. We dearly love the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given position and ranking to different people amongst the companions. And without a doubt, the greatest sahabi companion, not just amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but generally after Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the most honorable is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator of a hadith. He says that I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a gathering that the sun has not risen and the sun has not set upon anyone greater than Abu Bakr Siddiq unless that individual was a Nabi. The sun has not risen and the sun has not set upon anyone greater than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala unless that person is a Nabi. The Muhaddiseen have said clearly from this hadith that without a doubt, without any ikhtilaf, after Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, collectively from all the ummah that came, the most honorable and the highest ranked person is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim. In one hadith, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said, Ruhul Qudus came to me. Who is Ruhul Qudus? Jibreel alayhim, jazakallah. Ruhul Amin, Quran al-Kareem. And Ruhul Quds also is Jibreel Amin. Ruhul Quds came to me and he said to me that amongst all mankind after Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, the highest position, honor, status is given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, he is the narrator, he says that I myself questioned Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering. And I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, who amongst the people is most beloved to you? Who amongst the people is most beloved to you? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked down, and this was his character, very humble. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would answer, it was a clear answer. And he looked at the companions and he said, Aisha. What did he say? Aisha. Yesterday I was talking about the difference between love and lust. Love and lust. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying, Aisha. Aisha. Subhanallah. And the Sahabi said, what I mean is amongst the men folks. Men folks. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Abu Ha. Abu Ha. Then it is the father of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Who is the father? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala says that I question Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar. Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar. And this is the tarteeb that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with. In one hadith recorded in Mishkat, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr and Umar to me are like my two eyes. Soch it. Abu Bakr, Umar to me is like my two eyes. One eye is Abu Bakr, the other eye is Umar Farooq. The ahsan of Shaykhain, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar Farooq, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can repay them. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr and Umar for me are like my two ears, the right ear and the left ear. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala once stood up on the minbar and he said, I will lash that person who says that Ali is greater and more honorable than Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Ali says, I will lash that person if he says, I am greater than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that he is a bidati, an innovator, who says that I am greater than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This is the honor. And we can continue and continue, my respected brothers and elders. Subhanallah. A blessed night, mashaAllah, blessed month, Muharram. And there is nothing more honorable and more deserving for the ummah than to talk about the seerah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala even on the 10th of Muharram. Even on the 10th of Muharram. The ahsan of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala and says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that Allah has commanded me that I must take mashwira from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. I must counsel him in every aspect of the deen. Not that alayyazu billah Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not decide anything for himself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nabi. He was inspired, revelation would come to him. But to show the high position of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, no Sahabi holds that honor and position that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam would visit him how many times in a day do you think, or how many times in a week? Any guess? Brother Umar Farooq, it is so nice to see you. Allah make your Hajj, Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabroor. Amen. And all the brothers who went for Hajj. 2 times a day. Soche. As Aisha would say, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would come to our house and visit Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would come to visit Rasulullah. They would meet 2 times a day. Subah, Sham. Seerat ki kitab mein ye alfaz hai. Subah, Sham, mulaqat hoti. Twice, 2 times a day. And perhaps the only sahabi who can boast that all 4 generations of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq were all sahabi. All sahabi. The only man who can boast. Char, char. Nasle aapki sahabai kiram ajma'in thi. They saw Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The father Abu Quhafa. Abu Quhafa was an incredible man. Allah gave him hidayat very late in his life. In fact, when Makkatul Mukarrama was conquered, it is at that time when he was weak and frail, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and got hold of the hands of his father, old man now. He died at an age of 97 years. And during the last years of his life, he was blind. Nabina Hujr. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and took the father, and he could not even walk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Quhafa coming. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq that, why do you give trouble to your father? I would have come to your father. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, O Prophet of Allah, I want you to do talqeen of kalima to him. I want you to utter the words of shahada in front of him so that he becomes Muslim. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came close to Abu Quhafa, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam put his hands on the chest of Abu Quhafa. Kisi ki majal thi ki kalma na pare? Huzur alayhi salam ki ungli mubarak kisi ke upar lage? And the fingers of Rasulullah or someone, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands are on the chest of Abu Quhafa. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this very old man, said to him, La ilaha illallah, Qul la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. At that age, when he was very old, Allah blessed him with iman. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying. Tears of joy. He was a Muslim. MashaAllah. And when you look at Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala an's wife, the mother of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Ummul Khair, this was her title, her name was Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. She embraced Islam very early in her life, in the early stage. Some of the ulama have said the first group, the first batch of mu'mineen, muslimin, men and women, the first group that embraced Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Salama was in that group. But yet the husband, Allah gave him hidayat later on in life. Hazrat Ummul Khair, Hazrat Salma became Muslima, and this was also the barakat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He took the mother to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, Ya Rasulullah, my mother wants to embrace Islam. Now sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the words of shahada. When you look at all the family members of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, every single one is classified as khadime rasul. Everyone has done khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the one who was very close to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, Khadijatul Kubra, that when she passed away, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, he laid the body down. This was jaiz for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked down at the grave of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam put her down, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam had tears in the eyes. He dearly loved Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. After Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, the ulama have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with another woman, and there is ikhtilaf who was the second wife. Some have said it was Hazrat Sauda, and some have said it was Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Nevertheless, Hazrat Aisha was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam straight after the demise of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. And the nikah that had taken place was in the heavens. Again, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the honor that Allah had given Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. Allah gives izzat to who He likes. Allah takes honor away from whom He wills. Abu Jahl is Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab is Abu Lahab. Being Qurayshi, they were denied because of their evil acts and troubling Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman did not come to them. As for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he was an embodiment of all good. Sarapa khair. Every time in Jummah khutbah you hear, Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr. The most merciful in my ummah to my ummah is Abu Bakr. The most merciful in my ummah to my ummah is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Very layyin, soft-hearted. His nisbat, his connection was with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many a times Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would say something, and that question was put forward to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Without hearing Rasulullah, the answer would be word to word the same with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. This is known as nisbat ittihadi, very close to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Someone said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, have you tasted wine and alcohol? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said to them, even in zamane jahiliyyah, not a single drop of wine and or alcohol has entered this stomach. Otherwise the Arabs in jahiliyyah would drink a lot. And they were amazed when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said that. They said that, what was the reason that stopped you from drinking alcohol? He said, to keep my honor and to protect my manliness. Quwwate mardangi baki rehti hai jo sharab nahi peeta. To keep my manliness. Subhanallah al-Azim. Just yesterday, Dr. Saab was at the house and we were talking. And Dr. Saab goes to me, being a senior doctor in the Royal Infirmary, he said that NHS could save 70% of the money if British public stopped drinking alcohol. 70% of NHS money, public's money, tax money, can be saved up if the people can take control in drinking alcohol. He said, every accident, every casualty, every injury is indirectly or directly connected to alcohol. So when they drink on a Saturday night, they punch somebody, the bone is broken here, physiotherapy, money costing the NHS, appointments, medication, doctor salary, everything. It is costing the NHS billions because of alcohol. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Khamru Jumma'ul Ism. Alcohol is the root of all evil. Is the root of all evil. Ye gunao ki jar hai bunyad. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala has said that I have never ever come close to alcohol sharab. Why? Because he was to accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said that he was 4 years of age, and his father Abu Quhafa noticed that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was very active. Abu Quhafa was a very cultured man, his father. And he said to his son, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abdullah, that today I am taking you to the temple where all the idols are. And we have one family idol, you have to do sajda to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, 4 saal ka bachcha. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was holding the hands of the father took him, all the idols were there. And says, هَاُولَٰئِ إِلَٰهَتُكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُمْ. Allama Qastalani Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned this in his kitab. These are our gods. And this idol here is our family god. So bow down to him. Abu Bakr Siddiq, kya bow down karne wale? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq in Fasih Arabic looked at the idol and said to the idol that I am hungry. Do you provide food for me? Father is just looking at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. I am thirsty. Can you give me water to drink? I need clothes, shelter. Can you provide clothes and shelter for me? No answer. I speak to you. Are you blind? Are you deaf? You can't hear me? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq ka jalal bhi aisa tha. We think of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's anger. But this anger at a tender age of 4. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala with one hand was holding the hand of his father, and on his right hand he had a stone, hiding it away from his father, and stood in front of that idol and said to that idol, look, if you are the God what my father says, that then a stone is coming your way, protect yourself. Saying that, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq flung through that stone at the idol, and it hit the idol on the face, and the idol cracked and it fell down. Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala, at that time he was not a Muslim, got very angry. And he slapped Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He slapped him and he took him back to the house and said to Ummul Khair, Hazrat Salma, as it is, taking the anger out on the wife, what kind of a son have you given me? This is the son you give me. Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha very quickly said, it is better you stay quiet, I know my son. And she said that when I gave birth to Abu Bakr Siddiq, someone came and whispered in my ear, Abshiri bi waladi salih al-aqiq, glad tidings to you for a pious child. Ismuhu fi sama Siddiq, that his names in the heavens will be Siddiq. Wali Muhammadin sahibun rafiqun, and this boy of yours will be the companion and a great friend and sahabi of this Nabi who is to come, whose name will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is better that you don't say anything to me about my son Abu Bakr. This was the condition of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala at a very young age. He was away from all sins. Jhoot nahi bolte the. All the good character was inside him. The same thing occurred when Huzur alayhi salatu was salam conquered Makkah, and when he entered inside the Kaaba, there were 360 idols there. It is said that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a stick, asa, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed the asa to each idol there, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed the famous verse in the Quran, Ja al-haq wa zahaq al-batil, inna al-batila kana zahuqa. And when Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, without even touching the idols, when he pointed at the idol and recited the verse, it said all the idols fell down. All the idols came down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders, to make amal on the sunnah. It is very, very important. In every session, I do touch on the subject of how important it is to understand that without ikhtilaf, Alhamdulillah, all the ulama of this ummah agree that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an is the successor to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ta'aleem and information must also be passed on to our young children, so they understand the importance of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, Khulafa-e Rashidin, their status. We should buy a book, simple book. in which a clean, clear biography in simple words of Abu Bakr Siddiq Umar Farooq is mentioned, so that they can also improve their English, and at the same time, mashallah, they could be educated in the Islamic history. Allah Rabbul Alameen Hariq wa Tawfiq De wa Akhiru Da'wana and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next session we will continue on the seerah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the wives of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and all the children of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. The brothers who come and attend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you jazai khair. One of the signs of Qiyamah is that people will not have that zeal to learn and to hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very difficult to sacrifice even 20-25 minutes. But once you sit, inshaAllah ta'ala, it is recorded and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that individual. Blesses that individual in this dunya and in the hereafter, especially in the time of fitna. Allah Pak har ek ko tawfiq de. Our good friend brother Khalid is not here. His brother has passed away. Dua kare, Allah Rabbul Alameen marhum ki maghfirat kare. It is ibrat for us. From a simple cough, the doctors were just giving him painkillers. And then when he got an appointment to the hospital and when the doctors checked him out, this cancer was all over, covered inside the entire body. Everything is in the hands of Allah. The doctor said 6 months. But what 6 months? Within 2 days, the ruh was taken out from the body. And recently, in the 2 weeks, we've heard the deaths of so many people. So many brothers are ill in the hospital. Women who have passed away, women who are ill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give them all shifa. And those who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all their sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a high position in Jannah in the hereafter. Durushay palli. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ہمارے پڑھنے کو یا اللہ قبول فرما, سننے کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی حدیث کی برکت سے, یا اللہ, جو بھی پریشانی ہو اس محفل میں, جتنے لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, مسترات جو گھر پہ سن رہی ہے, جس کو جو پریشانی ہو, حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے الفاظ مبارکہ سے, یا اللہ, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے الفاظ کا واسطہ, یا اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ, اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ, دنیا میں ہمیں عافیت سے رکھ. یا اللہ, ہمیں عافیت دے. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں عافیت دے. یا اللہ, ہمیں امتحان سے بچا. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں امتحان سے بچا. یا اللہ, ہم اس قابل نہیں ہیں. یا اللہ, کہ تو ہمارا امتحان لے. یا اللہ, ہم بہت کمزور ہیں. یا اللہ, بہت کمزور ہیں. یا اللہ, تیری ذات ہے جو عزت دینے والی ہے. یا اللہ, تو ہی ذلیل کرنے والا ہے. جس کو چاہے تو عزت دے, جس کو چاہے تو ذلیل کر دے. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں عزت دے. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں عزت دے. یا اللہ, جو گناہ ہم سے ہو گئے, یا اللہ, ہم اس کی توبہ کرتے ہیں, استغفار کرتے ہیں, معافی چاہتے ہیں. یا اللہ, جو گناہ ہمیں یاد ہے, جو گناہ ہمیں یاد نہیں ہے, یا اللہ, ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں اخلاص کے ساتھ, خلوص کے ساتھ. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں معاف کر دے. یا اللہ, تیری ذات تو رحیم ہے, کریم ہے. یا اللہ, تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں. یا اللہ, ہمیں حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, ہماری حفاظت فرما جہنم کی آگ سے. یا اللہ, ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, بری موت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, ہمیں لمبی زندگی دے, ایسی زندگی کہ اس زندگی میں ہم اعمال صالحہ میں مشغول ہو جائے. یا اللہ, اعمال صالحہ ہم کرے اخلاص کے ساتھ کرے. یا اللہ, اور پھر اخلاص کے ساتھ ساتھ تیری رضامندی بھی ہمیں شامل ہو. یا اللہ, جن لوگوں کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے, یا اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما. یا اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما. یا اللہ, اس محفل میں, گھر میں, دوست احباب میں, یا اللہ, جو کوئی بھی بیمار ہو گھر میں, ہاسپٹل میں, یا اللہ, ہر ایک کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. ہر ایک کو تو شفا دے. یا اللہ, ہر ایک کو شفا دے. جن ماں باپ کو جو پریشانی ہو, یا اللہ, ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ, ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ, جو مقروض ہیں, جن کے سر کے اوپر قرض ہے, یا اللہ, ان کو قرض سے نجات دے دے. یا اللہ, مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. انڈونیشیا کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, جہاں پر بھی یہ سنامی آیا اور مسلمانوں کی جانی مالی جو نقصان ہوا ہے، یا اللہ ان کی تو حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ مسلمان جہاں کہیں بھی پریشان حال ہے یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، عراق کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، ہندوستان پاکستان کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، روس کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، یوروپ کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، افریقہ کے اندر مسلمان ہیں یا اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ جو لوگ محنت کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ ان کی محنت کو یا اللہ تو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ان کی محنت کو قبول فرما. سبحان اللہ وبحمده سبحان اللہ العظیم، سبحان اللہ وبحمده سبحان اللہ العظیم، سمعنا وطعنا غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.